Well, if you're a sports ball guy, which I am not, then this is old news to you. But since this is a wrestling channel, this may be new to some of you, and that is this whole Pat McAfee drama that's going on with ESPN. For those that don't know, Pat McAfee runs a fantastic podcast that's sports ball related, covers sports, the Pat McAfee Show. And that show was hugely successful long before it ever ended up on ESPN. But this year it was picked up by ESPN, which is owned by Disney, a big giant corporation that likes to do things a certain way and likes to keep people under the corporate thumb, so to speak. Pat McAfee, kind of a rebel, kind of outspoken, kind of against the grain, doesn't like to be under people's thumbs all that much. Well, you can see where this could be heading for disaster. And Pat McAfee does not shy away from the controversy of this, as he addressed on his show about a month ago now. And that's why I'm saying this is probably old news, but we got some updates here. So there's a reason why we're talking about it now. But Pat McAfee, about a month ago on his show, just cut through all the bullshit and just called this out. Check out this clip.
We're very appreciative, and we understand that more people are watching this show than ever before. We're very thankful for the ESPN folks being very hospitable. Now, there are some people actively trying to sabotage us from within ESPN.
Funny.
More specifically, I believe Norby Williamson is the guy who is attempting to sabotage our program. I'm not 100% sure. That is just seemingly the only human that has information, and then somehow that information gets leaked, and it's wrong, and then it sets a narrative of what our show is, and then are we just going to combat that from a rat every single time? I don't know. But, like, somebody tried to get ahead of our actual ratings release with wrong numbers 12 hours beforehand. That's a sabotage attempt, and it's been happening basically this entire season from some people who didn't necessarily love the old edition of the Pat McAfee Show to the ESPN family.
Sure.
There's a lot of those. We've heard them anonymously quoted in the Washington Post, in the New York Post, in the New York Times, in the LA Times, in Wall Street Journal. And they're never like, yeah, love the show.
This is awesome.
It's always like little things to try to tear us down. So even with the enemy within our own camp, somebody that I don't like that guy. That guy left me in his office for 45 minutes, no-showed me in 2018. So this guy has had zero respect for me. And in return, same thing back to him for a long time. So even with that taking place and potential PR, like we're still growing somehow.
Yep.
So we're very thankful.
Yeah.
I think we're doing it right. We're trying to do it as right as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We have good intentions every single time we come in here. We don't always get it right, but motherfuckers been getting it wrong for a long time in this specific field. Long time.
Now, of course, who does this guy think he is? He can't just be out here talking about our executives like that on his show. This is behind the scenes type stuff. You got to sweep that under the rug, baby. You can't put that shit on blast out to the millions and millions listening on the radio. The fuck are you thinking? That's exactly what Pat McAfee did, because he's a fucking... he's a G like that. He's a rebel. He's against the grain. He's going to poke the bear if the bear comes a poking. Look, Pat McAfee was fine. He's just chilling, doing his show like he's always done. You bought his show. I hate that shit. When people buy, people are like, "Oh, we love what you're doing. We wanna buy in." And then when you buy it, you wanna change everything about it. No. That's not how this is going to work. And McAfee stood his ground right away. But it caused a shitstorm, and he had to answer to the more suits in ESPN. And certainly this is going to cause more drama for him. It's going to make his life a little bit harder. But he's got a lot of supporters as well. A lot of other people came out of the woodwork to support Pat McAfee and say, yeah, that's exactly how shit's been going on there for a long time. And it's great that somebody finally said it. And that somebody just so happens to be our guy, us wrestling people, our boy, Pat McAfee. Well, Pat McAfee was on the All the Smoke podcast this week, and he was asked about all the fallout and controversy and you know, what kind of trouble he got in. What happened after he dropped that bomb on his show? And he also adds a little tidbit about if he'll be at WrestleMania or not. Check out this clip.
Yeah, I still retain 100% rights and creative freedom and ownership on my show. But like, they're an incredible partner and I'm lucky to be there. There's a lot of middle management there though that love us.
Boys. We don't have to even speak names, but you spoke a name and called out someone a suit that you felt like was kind of, yeah, for real.
Weed.
Yeah. I mean, the courage to do that, and you got a lot of respect. You already had respect, but even more respect for doing that. Has there been any backlash, any conversation? Like, because like you said, there is a give and take and a tug between what people have hung their hats on for years and made a lot of money and what is coming and what it's going to be.
I don't know. I don't know if there was any conversations that happened behind. Obviously. So, you know, like I thought that was a warning shot to that guy. You know, I didn't even think that was
a direct hit.
Yeah, because I'm the executive producer of my show. I report directly to Jimmy and Bob. So I'm not really viewing anybody as, like, I saw everybody, like, Pat calls out his boss. I don't got a motherfucking boss. Jim Pitaro? Are we talking Jimmy Pitaro or Bob Iger? Like, is that who we're talking about? Because those are people that could technically be described as my boss. And like Burke Magnus as well, and I have a great relationship with him. But I think even Burke would say, like, yeah, like we have a good relationship. Like we are talking like this as opposed to like this. And so that was just a warning shot to, I thought, a person that was, you know, at the same, which is hilarious because he's the former president of the place. I guess a lot of people were in a lot of fear of him. I did not. That guy left me sitting in his office for 45 minutes, no-showed me when I was supposed to have a meeting with him, right? When 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever.
No-showed you.
No-showed, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
And you remember that?
What's that?
And you remember that?
This thing's a fucking elephant brain,
there
buddy.
There you go.
Yeah, I got everybody's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he also banned all my friends from coming on my show. So really? there was a ban of ESPN talent on my show on YouTube. That came directly from him, which so much so that I started a hashtag ESPN stinks the day that everybody got banned from my show. It only trended for like 8-9 hours or something like that. And then that's the next day is when I met Jimmy Pitaro. Jimmy Pitaro called me and said like, hey, how do we, you know, what's the deal? And I told him about, you guys are banning my friends from coming on my show. Matt Hasselbeck, who worked at ESPN. Jeff Passan worked at ESPN. Dan Orlovsky worked at ESPN. All these people that I've known since before they got into ESPN. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not even allowed to come on my podcast or whatever, or my YouTube show. You guys banned it. So, like, that guy was not a fan of me or our operation for a long time. So then whenever ESPN signs us runs SportsCenter and our show is now in place of SportsCenter at noon. I'm a fan of SportsCenter. We all watch SportsCenter. I grew up on da-na-na, da-na-na. But there became like a war almost from behind scenes from like SportsCenter people and like people that have been at ESPN a long time against us coming in and taking their jobs and all this other shit. And I didn't see it like that. We were like pumped that we made it to the big leagues. Like, hey, I'm pumped we're on a worldwide league. Like that's how I viewed it.
Come on, man.
And this is what I'm talking about playing a checkers player. Mm-hmm. Like, get the ESPN deal done. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, we joined the ESPN team. So lucky to be here. We get access. And then immediately it's like, this guy sucks. This guy's ruining ESPN. And it's not coming from people outside ESPN. It was coming from people within ESPN. And I did not expect that at all. So I immediately like, okay, I'm in war. Like, if that's what we're doing, we're in war. And then once you start learning about how shit's going behind scenes, things that are being said to people, things that are being leaked, the timing in which they're being leaked, it's like, oh, they're trying to kill me. Like, they're trying to make our show impossible to advertise with. They're trying to make sure people don't watch our show. So, like, as I started learning that, I'm like, all right, well, that's not going to I don't know how this has gone in the past with other people.
It ain't going here.
But, yeah, this particular white trash kid from Pittsburgh, like, hey, Suits. This is not how this is going to go. So that was just a warning shot. That wasn't even like supposed to be and then obviously it goes big. And I heard from, this is no lie, no less than like 40 people that have worked at ESPN or used to work at ESPN. And they were like, thank you for saying what you said. And I was like, well, if I really crafted a statement about that, I mean, I could have said something much better, but I also did not appreciate The thing I didn't think about, once again, checkers player, I did not expect the backlash afterwards. I don't think I could pass any drug tests for WrestleMania. Yeah, because okay. They drug test people. So that's real deal.
We might need to make some calls.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm on everything I think they're testing for.
They testing for everything but the right shit.
Alas, Pat McAfee will not be wrestling at WrestleMania because he's on all of the drugs, every single one of them. I love that. Pat McAfee is one of my favorite people. I am not a sports ball guy, but I'll listen to his show from time to time just to hear him talk, just to hear his banter, usually if he's got a good interview on or something like that. And then this was not the first controversy he got in. He got into it with the Aaron Rodgers thing too. Aaron Rodgers just saying wild stuff on his show, allegations against Jimmy Kimmel for being on the Epstein list and all that fun stuff. It was just, you know, McAfee runs a show where it's just dudes sitting around talking. It's not unlike, say, like a Joe Rogan podcast or anything, but it's, you know, him and his crew, and it's about sports ball. So they're going to sit and they're going to talk about it. And the reason why it's so successful is because they have those kind of conversations, because the conversations are dudes sitting around in the garage or in the basement or on the porch or the backyard or whatever, and they're talking sports ball, having some beers, just kicking it. It's just the boys getting together to talk about sports and current events and shit like that. ESPN wants to turn it into this polished fucking product show like SportsCenter or something. That's just not going to happen. Some people are already speculating that this is a relationship that's not going to last very long, that McAfee may be done with ESPN as soon as his contract is up, or that ESPN or people within ESPN like that Norby Williamson. Norby, what kind of fucking name is Norby, by the way? Norby. Hi, I'm Norby. This is Norby Williamson. Might be looking for ways to get the Pat McAfee show off of ESPN. You heard Pat say it. People don't like us over there. We're not totally well liked. Obviously, somebody does because they signed the big paycheck to get Pat to jump over to be on ESPN, to bring the show there. But Pat also said on this All the Smoke that he licensed the show to ESPN. It's his show. So nobody really has creative control. The worst thing ESPN can do, I mean, they can step in and they can say, hey, maybe let's not, how about you do, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, McAfee can tell them all to go fuck themselves, depending what's in the contracts. There could be some sort of, you know, standards of decency, or I don't know if they get into the DEI stuff with McAfee show or anything like that, but he's got a little war on his hands. A war that he, you know, that's his words. I'm in a war, okay? And it's not a war that ESPN's going to win, because let me tell you something, brother. They need Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee does not need ESPN. ESPN is dying. It's not doing the ratings that it used to do. There's been rumors for a long time that Disney is open to or actively trying to just sell ESPN back off to somebody else. They're just going to get it off the books entirely after they acquired it. And Pat McAfee, look, everything's changing. It's the same thing why Joe Rogan is so huge. And you got like, you know, your Tucker Carlson's, and now Don Lemon's doing his own show and stuff. It's that Dan Lebatard guy, he was on ESPN, right? Now he's doing his own show. The whole media landscape is you can do it independently now with the advent of the internet, podcast, YouTube. You do not need a big network. You go to the big network for the money. For the extra, and you know, McAfee did get some extra distribution out of that. You know, he's available to more people on more networks now because of his connection with ESPN. But to say that he can't, I mean, he was already doing just fine on his own. He was already the biggest sports show out there. One, I don't know if it got the ratings that some of the other ones do. But certainly when you're sitting around like the water cooler or whatever, you know, Pat McAfee's show that's the one that the bros listen to. That's the one. So I think ESPN's got to play ball with Pat McAfee. I don't think Pat McAfee needs to play ball with ESPN at all. Now, he's trying a little bit. He apologized for the Aaron Rodgers thing and that sort of thing. So he's going to play ball to a certain extent. But I think he's made it abundantly clear. And I admire the balls, the huge balls. To call out a corporate executive by name on air on a network that you just joined within the last year or so, right? And you're going to say, hey, look, there's executives within ESPN that are actively trying to hurt the show, specifically this guy, Norby Williamson. Like, that's unheard of to just say that. You don't see somebody go on fucking NBC News or whatever and be like, you're not going to see Jon Stewart come out and be like, oh, by the way, you know, Comedy Central, fuck those guys. It just doesn't happen. You're never going to see it. So McAfee going against the grain, you know, ruffling feathers. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And look, that's pro wrestling, too. That's that CM Punk attitude. That's why CM Punk's my favorite wrestler. I love that attitude. Fuck authority. Fuck the system. Don't tell me what to do. You know, Rage Against the Machine before they became pussies. Fuck you. I won't do what you told me. You know, and then they became corporate fucking puppets. So that worked out real well for them. But you get the point. I've talked enough here. But Pat McAfee, man, the balls on that guy, huh? The huevos on this Pat McAfee fella. I think he's going to be just fine. I think ESPN's going to keep him because they know that they need to keep him. You know, maybe like a Stephen A. Smith does better than McAfee. Maybe SportsCenter does better than McAfee still. Well, they know McAfee's the future. That's why they brought him on and signed him to the big bucks contract to begin with. And that's why they probably made him a pretty good pitch, because McAfee was coming from a place of, I really don't need this. So I'm sure, you know, it was built in, and that's why it's licensed and not owned or whatever, too, is that, like, hey, this is my show. I'm going to continue to produce my show the way I want to produce my show. If you want it to be on your network, fucking great, dude. I'm all for it. But don't come in and start trying to control it. And that's what ESPN is going to do. That's what they're doing. McAfee's pushing back, and it's fun to see. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But that's our boy in the wrestling business, Pat McAfee, who also, you know, just loves wrestling. He talked a little bit of that on this show here, too. Fun stuff. Full interview. Link is in the description below. Let me know your thoughts. What you think about Pat McAfee show, about his comments, about this Norby dweeb in ESPN. Do you like that kind of shit, or do you think he needs to mind his P's and Q's? Does ESPN need him, or does he need ESPN? Are you a listener of the show? Are you a sports ball person? Let me know all your thoughts down in the comments below. Peace, love, and pizza. Hit that subscribe while you're there. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next,
Oh, yeah. Thanks for checking out the video here. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like it if you liked it. Yeah. And you can check out full episodes each and every Sunday right here on the channel. Ooh, yeah. Dig it.
I hate Juggalos. I fucking hate them. I say all this with a grain of salt because for a good part of my own life, I proudly identified as a Juggalo.
You should come to the gathering with me.
Nah, man. I'm not into all that whoop-whoop shit anymore.
I'll pay for your ticket.
I got fired today.
Get the fuck out!
Still got room for me?
Spike, slow the fuck down! Cops!
Fuck your sleep! Fuck your sleep! Fuck your sleep!
The savages started closing in with their tiki torches and war paint.
Shit! Run! You guys got a dead body here already?
Even the aliens were throwing shade. It was pure panic and intense horror. There was a guy I saw got chopped in half. I had nothing left to go back to.
You alive?
Yep. The Gathering. A bold journey into the belly of the Juggalo underworld.